With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Control of the U.S. Senate hangs in the balance as the votes are counted in the two Georgia runoff elections. If the Democrats win both of those races, they take control of the Senate. And while Democrat Raphael Warnock has declared victory over Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler, Loeffler is not conceding, saying there are still a lot of votes out there.
This is a game of inches. We're going to win this election. We're going to save this country. That's right. That's right. We're going to win Georgia and save America.
Warnock, in a video posted on his campaign's Facebook page.
No matter who you cast your vote for in this election, in this moment in American history, Washington has a choice to make. In fact, all of us have a choice to make.
He says it's a choice between unity and division. In the other race, Democrat John Ossoff holding a narrow lead over Republican incumbent David Perdue. Perdue's campaign vowing a legal challenge if the race is called for Ossoff. The White House hinting at the possibility of election fraud in Georgia.
As ballots were being counted, President Trump tweeted that Georgia elections officials are waiting to see how many votes they need, and they're setting up a big voter dump against Republican candidates. Meanwhile, a slowdown in some of the vote counting prompted White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany to ask on Twitter, why are they stopping the vote count in Democrat Chatham County, Georgia? This sounds familiar. The Trump campaign leveled similar complaints about the presidential race on election night back in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president will be addressing supporters at a Washington rally later this morning. More than 100 Republicans planning to object to the election results when Congress meets today to certify Joe Biden as the winner of the presidential contest. Dow futures up 65 points, and this is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A former sheriff is now letting his lawyer do the talking. The attorney for Darrell Daniels, who was Clay County's top cop, entered a not guilty plea on behalf of his client yesterday. In the spring of last year, Daniels allegedly asked his subordinates to arrest his former mistress. He was removed from his post last summer and is now looking at filing false reports and evidence tampering charges. Four area counties had more new coronavirus cases reported yesterday than on any other day since the pandemic began. State health officials say Nassau, Clay, St. John's, and Duval counties all hit single-day records Tuesday. In total, more than 65,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County. Some area educators could be getting raises. Most of Duval County's teachers yesterday gave the thumbs up to a new contract, which would up the salary for brand new teachers to more than $45,000. The school board will vote on it next week. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep, it's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
As always, our usual slow traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. For now, just add about 4 extra minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of sunshine expected today with a few clouds, the high 63. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 48, and right now it is 42 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Local Congressman John Rutherford says he will oppose the certification of the Electoral College results today. In the Georgia U.S. Senate runoff election, Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner. In his race against Kelly Loeffler, Democrat John Ossoff currently leads David Perdue. And U.S. manufacturing activity hits its highest level in nearly 2.5 years.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 7:05, good Wednesday morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, taking your calls at 831. Get over my bronchitis there, man. 831-0600, 904, 831-0600. Why did the Republicans lose last night in the state of Georgia? Let's go to line one. Let's go to Gary. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Roger, how are you?
Doing great.
Yeah.
It's a great day. The fossil is out. McConnell, Chuck Schumer is in. What a day. And it's all at the feet of President Trump, his constant beating of the challenging the democratic process. And the real reason, guys, because he knows he's under investigation in the state of New York, and he's scared to death of what they're going to do to him. And he's not going to be a sitting president anymore. So he's worried about indictments, sealed indictments. And that's all going to come out now, and because he can't avoid the statute of limitations now, because that won't run out.
All right,
and he's just scared to death. That's the true reason behind all this.
All right, so Gary says
all about perspective. I guess
the reason why that Democrats won last night was because of President Trump. How many of y'all would agree with that? He says Trump cost the Republicans the election. How many of y'all buy into that?
I think there could be some argument to that. When he came out and said he supports the $2,000 stimulus checks, and then Mitch McConnell stayed in the way and said, not while I'm Speaker, House Majority Leader, Senate Majority Leader.
Get it right.
A lot of people may have said, you know what, well, you know, there was a hashtag going around, I believe, said, you know, Georgia, do your thing, because they wanted people wanted the bigger checks.
Let's go to Maureen. Hey, Maureen, good morning.
Hi, Ed. First thing, you need to suck on some sugar-free candy. It'll soothe and coat the
throat. That's what I got.
Okay. Secondly, they got outspent. The advertisements on the TV were 3-1 on the Democrats. And also, before the next election, all the Republicans need lessons on how to be an effective orator. Barack Obama knew how to speak, knew how to talk. Knew how to orate. I'm sorry, but Perdue and Kelly did not. Warnock was a great speaker.
Yeah.
Really great speaker. And I've noticed in all the Republican elections, like even with Rutherford and Donna, even though he cleaned Donna's clock, Donna knew how to speak. They all need to learn how to speak to the public. And there were a lot of people who were turned off.
All right, your phone's breaking up a little bit. Yeah, Kelly Loeffler is one of the worst candidates I've ever seen. I didn't think she was going to win.
It's so interesting, though, that people are judged and assessed about how they're going to, you know, legislate based upon things that have nothing to do with that, how good of an orator they are. And it's true. You know, I think that Raphael Warnock had an unfair advantage. This guy has been a professional speaker his entire adult life. He's good at it. You know, you may not like what he says, but he can get a crowd going.
Here's a lot of emails coming in this morning. Here's one from Betty. Ed, I'm a Trump supporter, but you know what? Good riddance. We should have won last night. How is it that David Perdue wins by 80,000 votes in November, but is down by over 16 here in the state of Georgia 2 months later? Here's one from Nicole. Ed, congratulations to Stacey Abrams. She is the queen maker, if you want to say that, or the king maker in the state of Georgia. Here's one from Edward. Hey, Ed, I think a lot of it has to do with President Trump going after the very popular Republican governor. In the state of Georgia, you can't sit back and say that the system is rigged and then tell everybody that their vote means something. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people out there. All right, 904-831-0600. The Electoral College certification happens today. How will the certification process go down? Fox News, Chad Pergram.
Here is the process. The House and Senate meet in a joint session of Congress, just like State of the Union. It takes both a House member and a senator to challenge the electoral votes from individual states. Now, Senator Ted Cruz, he will object to Arizona, and Senator Josh Hawley says he will object to states as well. Now, the Electoral Count Act of 1887 governs the process. It mandates that Congress will treat as conclusive electoral votes sent to Washington by states. That's why some ask if these challenges are even proper. We're told that Republicans will likely contest at least three states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia, and each debate could last 2 hours in both the House and Senate. That's why the process could go deep into the night.
You know, if I was going to ask a question, you don't have to agree, and I certainly don't, with some of the states' rulings that the Supreme Court, for example, the state Supreme Court overstepped its boundaries, for example, in Pennsylvania. I get all of that. But how is it that today, when the certification process happens, you can sit back and say, well, this is the reason why Trump lost, when now you look at two other Republicans, for example, one that technically won, Purdue won in November, now he's down, looks like he's not going to be able to pull it out, there's going to be a recount. How are they going to defend that then?
It's going to be tough. You know, we know that. We're at a place right now where, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who have been encouraged to stay home. They don't trust the electoral college, the electoral system, and they're not participating in the process, even though the adults in the room to please go and vote.
Is it just that maybe the Democrats outworked the Republicans for the most part in the state of Georgia? So there you go. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that usual slow traffic around NAS jacks, and you'll still add an extra few minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of sunshine expected today with a few clouds, the high 63. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 48, and right now it is 42 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
A message from Sharon Mills, realtor with Watson Realty Corporation.
Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of all the difficult things we've already conquered. During this season of giving, let's give thanks that we remain standing in America where dreams never die. Those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills, realtor, wants to hear your dreams. 904-534-6000.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madur.
And I'm Chef David Madur.
We're the founders of Madur Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into the shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters, then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With three locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. In the Georgia U.S. Senate runoff elections, Democrat Raphael Warnoff is the projected winner in his race against Kelly Loeffler. Democrat John Ossoff currently leads David Perdue. The U.S. manufacturing activity hits its highest level in 2.5 years. And CNBC reports huge demands for auto sales, especially trucks and SUVs.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Man, Ed, our good friend, Ed Moore, he hunts with me. Ed's got a, hey, you know, I had to, Ed and I are usually texting each other when we're in the hunting stand. And so, you know, 30-degree weather, man, bronchitis, it's going to kick in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit cold in the woods. It's like colder at 30 in the woods than it is 30 to stand in your driveway.
Yeah. Our good friend Ed Moore, very well-known economics and political commentator. He is with the group Reset Florida. Can you explain? Let me play one of the clips. Here was pollster Frank Luntz. This is what he said of the reason why Democrats won in Georgia. Listen to this clip.
And the Democrats are more energized. Democrats are much more united. And there were several billboards up there telling Republicans, don't vote for either of the Republican candidates because they've not done enough for Donald Trump.
Ed, you know, you cover a lot of this. Is this going to be a stain on the last go-around for President Trump, or is it just that Democrats outwork Republicans in a state that was predicted that Republicans should have won this past week?
I think it's two factors. One, probably the primary factor in this whole thing, in one word, is Trump. You know, his behavior since November probably helped to suppress some of the hardcore Republican votes saying, why bother?
Right.
But in the other hand, though, the vote by mail, which used to be, that used to belong to Republicans, they used to kill everybody on vote by mail. The Democrats owned it in Georgia. If you look at the vote by mail votes and the early votes, the Democrats dominated. And that's usually the Republicans that have done that, particularly on the vote by mail. Election day turnout, Republicans didn't get the numbers that they normally would.
Right.
There were about just under 5 million votes in November in Georgia, and they were down about 500,000 from that. And then once you start really looking at it, I think you're going to see that the turnout on the Republican side was much more diminished than on the Democrat side out of that 500,000 votes. I mean, these were still both very close, not so much in the Loeffler race, but in the Ossoff Purdue race. I mean, it's still very close. You've got military votes outstanding. You've got, what do I say, 3,000 votes in Chatham County that are going to be counted this morning.
Yeah, and that's not going to overturn it.
I don't think that will. Military, if it's within, you know, around 1,000, 1,500 votes, you never know what's going to happen by Friday. But my guess is they're both going to, the Democrats will win both seats, and it's going to be really weird in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
It's always weird. It's always weird in Washington. But here's, really weird now.
Here's what President Trump said about the very popular governor of Georgia back in November this year. Listen to this.
And they had judges making deals, and they had electoral officials making deals, like this character in Georgia who's a disaster. And the governor's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. I'm ashamed that I endorsed him.
I mean, by going after within your own party, does this not technically cause you to split some votes? And could that be a reason why Republicans also lost this past week in Georgia?
Yeah, I think that's what I said. I started with one word, Trump. He didn't enamor himself to a lot of people. And when you think about even in November when he lost, you know, nationwide, the reason that he lost in those states, and we talked about this before on the radio, was all very close. You know, those 5 or 6 states, very close. Georgia yesterday, very close. There are enough people out there that just can't tolerate or stomach Donald Trump. And so they just go, oh, no, either they're not voting or they vote the other side, which is, to me, is always very weird. If you have any philosophical grounding at all, I don't know how you could vote for Ossoff and Warnock.
Right.
Just because you don't like Donald Trump. That doesn't make any sense at all. But there are people that will do that. You know, when you're talking about a fraction of a percent difference in the Purdue race, That's enough people that just go, hell no, I'm not voting for that guy.
Here, Ed Moore is a economics and one of the best political commentators in the state of Florida. He's with the group Reset Florida, which follows a lot of the economic trends here in the Sunshine State. Here is WSVN, where Governor DeSantis, again, is banning local governments from enforcing mandate violations for face masks.
Governor Ron DeSantis extending his executive order that bans local governments from enforcing mask mandate violations. That order, which was signed in September, prevents cities from fining people for not following mask ordinances. The order also prevents cities and counties from ordering restaurants to close without financial or health reasons being justified.
All right. So we still have a lot of mask mandates here in the state. You still don't think there's going to be a statewide mandate. Do you see more cities? Are they going to pick up the pace? I'm not a big fan of these masks. I mean, if a business wants to enforce a mask mandate, knock yourself out. Where do you think we go now with 2021? Are we going to see more mask mandates with COVID until we see more of a vaccine rollout where it can maybe help drop the COVID-19 numbers?
Yeah, I think the vaccine, if the vaccine works, all this will kind of go away. But, you know, they've yet to prove that, you know, masks have made a difference. And if you look at states that have had the total lockdowns or the heavy lockdowns, or, you know, you got to wear a mask if you, you know, walk outside the door of your house, their numbers are worse than Florida's numbers, you know, so, or the same as Florida's numbers. And this virus is going to do what it's going to do. And the only thing that's going to help it is medicine. And we're, you know, hopeful that these vaccines that we've started to ramp up here are going to make a difference. I've been wearing a mask when I go into places and all, and you're seeing more of it, people doing it on their own.
Right.
But just like there's a lot of people that don't want to vote for anybody that Donald Trump's for, there's a lot of people that are going to say, you can't make me do what I don't want to do. And you're going to see it, you know, whether people get in fights in stores. You haven't seen a lot of that. You did at the beginning. People arguing with each other and doing all that. You're not seeing much right now.
Here is the sheriff of Volusia County. I like Mike Chitwood. This is what he said last year when Democrats, he is the sheriff again of Volusia County, because some Democrats to this day still want to continue more of a stay-at-home order, and as you point out, maybe in some limited cases. He says he and other sheriffs just aren't going to go along with it because you can't enforce it. Listen to what he said.
I mean, the governor is doing a fantastic job. You know, he's on the news every night. I absolutely agree with everything he's been doing, but some of these orders, to be quite frank, are really hard to enforce. There's no teeth into these orders, and on the flip side of it, you don't want to create a riot at the same token, because you're going into neighborhoods that this has been a way of life forever. So there's a balancing act there, and it's difficult. Well, I think if you look at Governor DeSantis's order, it's a pretty broad safer at home order. There's a lot of latitude in there for businesses to remain working.
And so he says a lot of sheriffs are not endorsing it. You stay in contact with a lot of sheriffs, but you still in the state of Florida, for example, in South Florida, there's still on some areas a partial lockdown, are they not?
Yeah. Well, partial. They've released a lot of it, but I think people now are just doing it on their own. It's out of prudence and caution, people are just being a little more careful now. But trying to, law enforcement's going to go around and start arresting people or ticketing people because they don't have a mask on? They got enough to do.
What about ticketing restaurants? I mean, Orlando's become almost, I mean, they're out there looking, they're just dying to write out citations of restaurants that aren't abiding by certain local regulations that have not been put into place by state law.
Yeah, and it's killing the economy. We're not getting, a friend of mine posted a picture up the other day of Hollywood Beach, but at this time of year is usually loaded with Northeast and Canadian tourists.
Right.
They're not there. The beach is empty. The restaurants are empty. The hotels are empty down there. And it's a good time to travel, you know, because you can get a reservation pretty quick. You know, if you want to go out to eat, you're going to get in. But it's not good for the Florida economy. And it's been, we're coming up on a year now. Remember when they wanted to flatten the curve in the spring?
Right.
Well, the curve got flattened. Now it's getting juiced up a little bit again, but it's been a year, not just flatten the curve. And all these other rules and shutdowns, and you got to do this, got to do that.
Right.
That has nothing to do with flattening the curve. And now our hospitals are getting full again.
Yeah.
So,
doesn't make sense. I know. Ed Moore with the group Reset Florida. Good to have you on today, brother.
Yeah. You have a great day.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Joe Biden reigniting a battle over face masks. Biden saying he wants to work with governors to require the face coverings in their states. I know state lawmakers say that measure likely is not going to be approved here in Florida.
Governor DeSantis has never imposed a statewide mask mandate, and Republican lawmakers from our area say that they don't believe he'll agree to one now.
That's exactly correct. And some of a couple of Republicans want to impose one in the upcoming state legislature, which is going to be in a couple months. Statewide mask mandate. Governor says it will not happen. All right, more coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 295, headed north and getting off right at Phillips, there's some light traffic. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
A sunny start to the day, followed by clouds in the afternoon. The high 63. Cloudy tonight with the low 48. Right now, it is 37 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Thank you, Lester.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
All right, more coming up next. A lot more election results. What's going to take place later this morning? I think, okay, now, so the Trump crowd is what? Is it a big MAGA rally later this morning?
Huge, basically MAGA supporters from all over the country in D.C. right now.
Stop the steal.
And the president's going to be speaking to them, yeah.
There you go. It's going to be a great show, but it's not going to change anything, folks. But the election certification takes place around 1 o'clock today. That's going to be entertaining, but that's not going to change anything either. So, all right, more coming up next. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Control of the U.S. Senate hangs in the balance as the votes are counted in the two Georgia runoff elections. If the Democrats win both of those races, they take control of the Senate. And while Democrat Raphael Warnock has declared victory over Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler, Loeffler is not conceding, saying there are still a lot of votes out there. In the other race, Democrat John Ossoff holds a slim lead over Republican David Perdue, although Ossoff's lead is growing, Perdue vowing a legal challenge if the race is called for Ossoff. President Trump planning to address thousands of supporters later this morning at a rally in the nation's capital. On Wall Street, stock futures remain mixed. Right now, the Dow futures up 100 points, NASDAQ futures down 173. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Four area counties had more new coronavirus cases reported yesterday than on any other day since the pandemic began. State health officials say Nassau, Clay, St. John's, and Duval counties all hit single-day records Tuesday. In total, more than 65,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including over 750 deaths. An outbreak among Neptune Beach city employees has caused the closure of public works buildings there, as well as City Hall. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,300,000 cases, including over 22,000 deaths. A former sheriff is now letting his lawyer do the talking. The attorney for Darrell Daniels, who was Clay County's top cop, entered a not guilty plea on behalf of his client yesterday. In the spring of last year, Daniels allegedly asked his subordinates to arrest his former mistress. He was removed from his post last summer and is now looking at multiple charges. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Colds, flu, and viruses equal germs and bacteria. Fight all of these with a Lampergée lamp, invented in 1898 specifically for use in hospitals to kill germs by purifying the air. Every doctor's office, daycare, and cancer center, wherever people gather, should be using a Lampergée lamp on a daily basis. Sprays and plug-ins are not the answer for killing germs. Lampergée is. Annabelle's of Orange Park is your most knowledgeable Lampergée dealer. Annabelle's, 904-272-5544.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 295, headed north and getting off right at Phillips, there's some light traffic. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
A sunny start to the day, followed by clouds in the afternoon. The high 63. Cloudy tonight with the low 48. Right now, it is 37 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. U.S. manufacturing activity hits its highest level in nearly 2.5 years. CNBC reports huge demands for auto sales, especially trucks and SUVs. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says those 65 years of age and older will move to the front of the line for COVID vaccines.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 7:33. Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Governor Ron DeSantis says those 65 and older, you're going to be put in front of the line when it comes to vaccine distribution. Fox News, Phil Keating.
In the U.S., vaccine distribution and delivery continues to be just a fraction of demand, not nearly the predicted pace by the end of December. The line of seniors in their cars in Daytona Beach led the city to allow the 1,000 people to come inside the stadium starting last night, where they then basically slept in their cars all night, wow, waiting for their shots this morning. One in five Florida residents is a senior citizen, and last week, the state started putting anyone over 65 up to the front of the vaccine line.
Even though unemployment is still higher than what it was pre-COVID, people are still out of work, the bottom line is that manufacturing activity is up and way up, the highest increase they've seen since that of almost 2.5 years. Reuters News.
Manufacturing activity in the U.S. unexpectedly rose in December to its highest level in nearly 2.5 years. The Institute for Supply Management reported that its National Factory Activity Index rebounded to 60.7 from 57.5 in November, indicating an expansion in manufacturing. Economists had expected the index to slip. The pandemic has spurred demand for manufactured goods as a surge in coronavirus infections keeps people from spending on services. Working and studying from home has driven consumers to snap up electronics, home improvement products, and other goods like exercise equipment. The robust manufacturing sector likely helped keep the economy afloat in the fourth quarter.
Again, that's from Reuters News. So, Roger, basically, those video games are what's keeping the economy going, huh?
Exactly. And you add to that the stimulus checks. People had more expendable income, and they couldn't go on vacation, so a lot more money. It looks like the auto industry benefited from that. So even though we've had these shutdowns in the economic recession because of COVID-19, certain sectors have done better than normal.
Yeah, it's just, it's interesting. By the way, you heard what the reporter said, that workout machines.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I don't see any skinnier people out there. What's going on? Hey, by the way, guess what also is doing well in the economy? Car sales. Listen to this story. Huge demand. CNBC's Phil LeBeau. And what type of vehicles has a huge demand?
Auto data, which crunches all of these, and they say that the December sales rate, 16.38 million vehicles. Hey, that's been pretty darn strong relative to what we've seen since COVID-19 really hit the industry. Pickups and SUVs remain in high demand, and that's why you've got a tight inventory, especially with those models. And the pricing, because of that tight inventory, near record highs. For the fourth quarter, the price for the average transaction, a record, $41,886.
Okay, hold on, wait. Stop right there. I remember, Roger, as an economics reporter, not too long, we're talking a few years ago, even when the economy was doing quite well, you could get a car. I mean, the average sale was 28. Roger and I thought it was like 20, 22,000 or earlier.
Yeah, you can get a nice SUV.
Brand new?
A brand spanking new for under 20.
I don't know about that. I'm talking like SUVs.
Okay.
When it comes to like maybe a Ford Explorer, or Ford Exploder. But I was thinking, okay, $34,000, $35,000, not
$41,000. That tight inventory, near record highs. For the fourth quarter, the price for the average transaction, a record, $41,886. Think about that, $41,886, but there's just a lot of demand out there, and it continues to be extremely strong when it comes to full-size pickup trucks as well as SUVs.
Full-size pickup trucks and SUVs, $41,000 is the average sale.
Average sale, not the high end. You know, I would think that 41 would be closer to the higher end, but that's, you know, average. It's surprising people are spending that much on cars, but if they got the money, they'll get it.
Yeah. What's going to happen today? There's going to be some Stop the Steal rallies in Washington, D.C. Today around 1 o'clock, the electoral certification process happens. Chad Pergram, Fox News, breaks it down.
Here is the process. The House and Senate meet in a joint session of Congress, just like State of the Union. It takes both a House member and a senator to challenge the electoral votes from individual states. Now, Senator Ted Cruz, he will object to Arizona, and Senator Josh Hawley says he will object to states as well. Now, the Electoral Count Act of 1887 governs the process. It mandates that Congress will treat as conclusive electoral votes sent to Washington by states. That's why some ask if these challenges are even proper. We're told that Republicans will likely contest at least three states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia, and each debate could last 2 hours in both the House and Senate. That's why the process could go deep into the night.
Yeah, I'll be watching it. By the way, do you think they're going to really challenge Georgia after the loss after last night by Loeffler and unfortunately Purdue?
Especially in light of the fact that it's a good point. A lot of people are associating the fact that they lost with their close ties to President Trump. There might be some people who said they were initially opposed to certification, either not show up or change their minds altogether and be there.
Yeah.
Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up? I mean, somebody has to stand up here.
That is Republican from Missouri, Josh Hawley, out there. Dana Perina, host of The Daily Briefing, says, listen, I get why Republicans are opposing the Electoral College certification, but you got to have proof. You just can't base it on feelings.
Understanding the sentiment and trying to take it as far as it possibly can, I get that from the senators. I understand it. But I do think that we all know that because of the way it went in the courts, you have to have evidence to overturn something, you can't just have feelings.
Now, if the goal is to show forth what happened, I get that. But again, without proof, it's not going to really pass the muster test.
We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position and assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission.
That's Texas Senator Ted Cruz. So evidently it was 12, and I thought the number was up to Perdue and Loeffler at 13 or 14. You think that number's going to change? You think it's going to go down? You think it's going to stay the same?
Yeah, you know, anything could happen. I mean, this is 2020 has been a crazy year. Looks like 2021 starting off crazy as well. You know, we'll be watching. You know, I would not be surprised, though, if there's some defections. At the very least, some senators and congressmen who said they're going to oppose just to stay home and not show up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be quite interesting out there.
More than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness.
There you go. He's just not. He's dangerous. That was Democrat, now Senator-elect Raphael Warnock, defeated Kelly Loeffler. Kelly Loeffler's a horrible candidate. Just horrible. We took some calls, a lot of emails coming in, and I keep asking the question, give me a plausible reason that you think Republicans lost last night. Even if you make up the military ballots and others, it's not going to put David Perdue over, unfortunately. How is it that Perdue could win in November, excuse me, and lose in January? Does anybody have a plausible excuse? 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Why is it the Democrats won last night? I'm asking the question. Is it because of Trump? Trump, did he split the vote? Excuse me. Is it possible that Trump's caricature of popular Governor Brian Kemp was inaccurate? By going out there telling that your ballots don't matter, but we need you to come out and vote? I'm just asking. Why do you believe Democrats won last night? 831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On Butler Boulevard, headed west, right at Gate Parkway. We have all types of debris blocking all the lanes. Definitely be aware. Not sure what's out there, but if you know, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A sunny start to the day, followed by clouds in the afternoon. The high 63. Cloudy tonight with the low 48. Right now, it is 37 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, Tanner? It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry, plus our computerized state-of-the-art 3D foot scanner can help you find your perfect fit in footwear and custom art supports. Everyone leaves with a smile on their face. I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E. With a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store, Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. CNBC reports huge demands for auto sales, especially trucks and SUVs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says those 65 years of age and older will move to the front of the line for COVID vaccines. And local Congressman John Rutherford says he will oppose the certification of the Electoral College results today.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's squeeze in a couple quick phone calls. Woody, hey, man, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Great.
Well, to say I'm disappointed would be putting it mildly, but, I mean, I'm not surprised. I don't think either one of those candidates were very good. I don't think they were on the message they needed to be on.
Yeah.
I mean, all they did was say, well, we need to save America. We need to save America. Well, okay. Tell me why you're going to be so much better than the other guy. I hate to say it, but Warnoff and Ossoff, those two guys, while they took the Barack Obama approach of looking you right in the eye, and, I mean, they lied up and down the street, but they were very effective in their communicating skills. And it's horrible to watch. And my biggest fear right now is Stacey Abrams is going to take that approach she had in Georgia.
Yeah.
And she's going to go around to all these other states and start using it there. And we're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
All right, Woody. I appreciate it, man. 904-831-0600. Jamie Miller, one of the best political commentators. He's with the group PeopleWhoThink.com. So it's a loss. Can't spin it. Loeffler is a horrible candidate. Warnock won. David Perdue. Looks like, you know, I thought he was going to pull it out. He lost. How do you explain it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things. One is people, when you have a runoff and then a general election, especially one as kind of odd as this, a lot of political operatives, and I'm talking a little bit of inside baseball, they continue to run the same campaign. You see this time and time again in Florida. Most of your listeners are in Florida. So when somebody has a primary that is in basically around Labor Day,
right,
and they keep the same message, although they win the primary with a message, and then they keep the same message through the general election, and they never pivot to a general election voter. And I think there's probably a dozen things you can parse here, but part of the issue, I think Woody had it right, part of the issue is that they didn't pivot to a message that these voters wanted to hear.
I agree with you. I mean, you can always be against something. If you ask me, I couldn't tell you what they were for.
Yeah, no, they were for Republicans being the majority in the Senate, and then nobody really said what that actually meant other than Democrats weren't in control, right? Like, they didn't go out. I never heard anybody say, listen, here's the thing, you know, defund the police, you know, extreme taxes on guns and ammunition, you know, go down the list of things that Democrats are standing for, you know, free health care, or, you know, higher taxes, or mandatory COVID, or now, you know, if you don't get your COVID vaccine in New York, you lose your constitutional rights to move about freely. That, you know, all of these things that Democrats now stand for, post-birth abortion, those are things that they should have been standing up and saying, hey, listen, this is what we're standing in the way of.
Yeah.
You know, so We're fortunate that it's a 50-50 and not a 51-49. I think the silver lining here is that it's going to pinch Kamala Harris in a lot of votes that will define her political future, which she does not want to take,
all right,
which she's going to have to.
All right, Jamie Miller with the group PeopleWhoThink.com. Good to have you on this morning.
Happy to be here.
All right, man. Let's go to Dave on line one. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, so I wasn't really surprised when I saw the results out of Georgia this morning, and I think it boils down to two simple things. Unfortunately, I think we live in we have a lot of superficialness in our country, and when the Democrats said, if you vote for us, you'll get a $2,000 check, I think that turned a lot of heads.
Really? I mean, I think the Democrats, I don't know if that would have done it. They only did it a couple of days ago. I mean, the majority of votes for the Democrats came in the mail-in ballots, so they mailed it in before the $2,000 check comment was even made.
Yeah, but Mitch McConnell stood in the way of that $2,000 check, and people didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, the majority of mail-in ballots by Democrats were weeks before the stimulus package was even passed.
But could it have, you know, brought out the numbers the day of, you know, for those who may have stayed at home otherwise?
So, Republic-
I just got to say, you can talk about policies and everything, but why did Perdue lose when he won by 1.7% in the general election?
Right. Great question.
Why did he lose when he was up by almost 2%?
I think the Democrats outworked the Republicans. I mean, the insider trading with Loeffler selling stocks after the COVID hearing, I think, hurt her. I think the bottom line is, the majority of Democrats voted by mail weeks before you knew you were getting $2,000. No. Before you were getting $2,000. It's just the way it is. Hmm. So you mean to tell me Republicans didn't vote for Loeffler?
I thought you were getting $2,000.
So you mean to tell me Republicans didn't vote for Loeffler and Perdue because they weren't getting $2,000? Interesting. It could be. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good, man. What do you think?
I may be missing something, but first let me ask you, were they counted the same way they were during the general, all the mail-in afterwards?
Yes.
Because, they were. So that's, all right, that might answer my question then, because I noticed I was watching the results all night long, and there was not a point in time whenever a Democrat was in the lead in either race until, because up to the time I stopped looking, at 89% count in, there was still the Republican was in the lead by at least at times it was like 900,000 votes. Other times it was smaller.
No, hold on. Listen, Mike, I like you. I watched the results at 8:15 last night. David Perdue and Loeffler were down by 200,000 votes. They were never in the lead. I watched it last night.
I was looking at around 11 o'clock, and I think they were holding out for DeKalb County, which is part of the Atlanta metro area. They were expecting a lot of Democrat votes to come in, and I just couldn't stay up any longer. And when I woke up in the morning at 3, it looks like a lot of those votes did go for the Democrats.
I'm sorry. I appreciate the call, but Perdue was down. He made it back up. But he made it within, I think, it might have been like 8,000 to 10,000 votes. The Republicans last night were never in the lead. Why are you looking at me so strange?
I think I vaguely remember them being in the lead for a little bit.
Like what, 1% reporting? No, when it was at 43 plus more, even at 20-something, they were constantly in the lead. Trust me, I watched it.
Okay.
All right. 7:54. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic northbound, right where Atlantic Boulevard turns into 95. Add about 3 or 4 extra minutes, and if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A sunny start to the day, followed by clouds in the afternoon. The high 63. Cloudy tonight with the low 48. Right now, it is 37 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Amazon buying more jets to deliver its orders. Factory orders grew last month. American Airlines grounding emotional support animals. Those stories next.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Amazon has bought 11 jets from Delta and WestJet to boost its growing delivery network to ensure shoppers receive their orders faster. Over the past, Amazon has leased jets, so these planes represent a new phase of the online retailer's growth. Amazon saying the 11 jets will be retrofitted to accommodate cargo rather than passengers. Factory orders here in the United States grew at the fastest rate in more than 2 years last month. Starting next Monday, American Airlines bans so-called emotional support animals. That move will force most owners to pay extra if they want their pets to travel with them. The only exception will be certified service dogs. Any other pet, even in a carrier under a seat, will incur a charge of $125 or more per flight. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us in 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores, and we wish each of you a Happy New Year.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, good. Thank you.
Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Listen to you every morning. But, yeah, the one caller was right. When there was 87% of the votes in, Purdue had like a 114,000 vote advantage, and Loeffler had like a 66,000. The only county that hadn't reported yet, or they're waiting on DeKalb County, which had only reported like 42% at the time. But he's correct, because I watched the whole thing. I stayed up all night like a fool. Yeah, at that one point, at 87% in, the Republicans did have a big advantage. But then when DeKalb County had their big dump, that's when they took it back.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I was watching it all the way till it was like at 60%, and they were just down by 100, almost 200,000 votes.
Yeah. You're right. There was a few of the counties outside Atlanta that were Republican that they counted after that, and they took the lead big time.
All right, man. I sit corrected. I appreciate it. Like I said, I watched it. Of course, then again, you had to be up at 1, 2 o'clock last night. I was in bed. So anyway. All right, coming up next, the Electoral College process happens today. Is anything going to change? You've got the Stop the Steal rallies out there. Today, the show begins at 1 o'clock as Republican senators and 100-plus of the Republicans in the U.S. House plan to oppose the certification.
That's funny you're calling it the show.
It's going to be interesting.
Get the popcorn ready.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 Fruitco. Talk Radio.